We're learning Simon Sadi Beis If Beis, which is the din of when a trupas kolah falls on the chaticha, that the chaticha becomes treif based on the rule of that it's basar b'cholav. Not only is it treif, it becomes chaticha nasas nevela, and therefore you have to be mevatel the entire chaticha. It does not suffice to be mevatel the tipas cholav. However, we have a way, a magical way, of making the tipa be mitzdarif in the entire kedera, and that is called ni'er okisa, meaning if I stir it or I cover it. So in that case, it's all considered like one kedera, and the tipas cholav is batal with everything, rather than saying chaticha nasas nevela and it becomes aser. That's the beginning of Sadi Beis If Beis. The end of Sadi Beis If Beis, however, talks about b'chenim nafal l'tov chamara kol l'chaticha, so lo noda l'ezach chaticha nafal. If you have the tipas cholav and it falls into the liquid in the pot, or it falls onto some piece, and we don't know which piece it fell onto, so the Mechaber is calling the Lashon HaRambam, that the Lashon HaRambam is that no air ha-kadeira kula, actually yoshev yis'arid ha-kol, etc. The Rambam writes that what I do in that situation is I am no air the kadeira. What I do in that situation is I stir the pot. And when I stir the pot, so then everything is going to be mitzuraf. And if you have shishim keneged the tipa, so it's going to be permitted. So the Mechaber holds no eres hakadera that you stir the pot. The Rama writes v'yesh cholken u'svirlu de'inu mo'el mashen no er hakadera moshen ni'er miyad. The Rama says that you have to stir the pot right away. That's basically the yisod of the Mechaber, which bepashtos is that you are no er hakadera even later on. And the Rama disagrees, and the Rama says, in this situation, when the tipas cholav falls on the piece of meat and you're not sure where it fell, alternatively, if the tipas cholav falls into the marak, so the Rama says you have to be ne'er hakedera immediately. The tour already brought up an issue, which is azoy. When the Rambam says no eres hakadera, like the Lashon that the Mechaber quotes, so the Tur says, one second, memanafshach, it doesn't really help. If the tipa fell into the marak, so it already got distributed throughout the kedera, and you don't need to do no eres hakadera. If, however, the tipa fell on the chaticha, so that chaticha became aser, chaticha nasis nevela. And then if I'm ne'er afterwards, in some ways it can make things worse, because then I have one chaticha that's mitzuraf with the entire kedera. You could potentially trafe everything up. So the Torah is bothered by the kasha. My dear beloved Rambam, I love you, right? But, right, you don't have to, what does ne'er as hakedera help? Right, if it fell into the marak, it's mutter. Anyway, it fell into the chaticha, so being no'er will make things worse. That's the Torah's kasha on the Rambam, and the Shach references this, etc. Right, the Shach at the beginning of Sifkat and Ches references it. Well, Mr. Pella Schwartz.
Why would, let's say that, you know, the Torah is saying that it falls into a chaticha, it's going to be chanar, so stirring is only going to make it worse.
Right.
Why would stirring make it worse? I don't understand why.
Stirring will make it worse because if I don't stir, so then one piece is usher, everything else is permitted. Once I stir it, so there's the possibility that there is not going to be shishim keneged this piece.
I mean,
and if there's, right, in other words, there's, when I stir, if I stir it, so then Nevada, there's going to be shishim keneged the tipa. But if I hold that one piece of meat became treif right at the beginning, so then who says there's shishim keneged that entire chaticha?
Shouldn't you need shishim keneged that entire chaticha, whether it was stirred or not?
Well, again, The Torah's Maman of Shach is Hazoi. If it fell into the Mara, so it's going to be bottled right away.
Yeah.
If it fell onto a Chaticha, so then one piece of meat became Treif, Chaticha Nasas Nevela, and I might not have Shishim, can they get that entire Chaticha?
So even if you don't stir it, it should be a problem.
No, because if I don't stir it, so then this pot is not going to be Mitzuref to everything else, especially, let's take the Riz scenario, that this piece of meat is entirely on the top. Right? So it doesn't become a problem if you don't stir it. It's worse if you do stir it. That's the kasha that the Tor asks. So the Mahari bin Khabif, he's like one of our heroes in the Siman, in the Seif in particular. Mahari bin Khabif says that the Rambam also means, like the Ramo says, like the Tor says, that you are Noyaris HaKedera Miyad. Right, that the second the tipas chola falls, you are a noyer as a kedera right away. Now, if that's the case, so we have a kasha, which is I don't understand. At the beginning of the seif, you have a case that a tipas chola falls on a chaticha, and you know which chaticha it is. So then, if I am noyer as a kedera right away, everything is going to be mitzuraf, and you're going to be mevato that tipas cholam. So why do you need another case when you don't know which piece of meat it hit? Why do you have to say in that case you are also noyer miyat? According to Mari bin Khabif, in both cases, both in the reish of seif beis and the seif of seif beis, right, you're noyer as hakedera miyat. So why do you need the seifa? Right? It's the same, Seif and Reisha. Why do you need it? But that's the kasha that you could ask a Mahari bin Khabib. So if you look in the Badei HaShulchan in Seif Katin Mem Aleph, so Reb Fayel Zichron Levracha says that maybe what the Mahari bin Khabib means, that in a case where you're not sure which piece of meat it hit, you have to do a deeper dive. You have to stir mamish deeper. If I know which piece of meat hit, so let's say I'm the re. If I'm the re, and originally this piece of meat is on top of every other piece of meat, I only have to do a teeny bit of niur. I just flip it. So now this piece of meat ends up miktsaso b'tay haraitav. And once it's miktsasa b'tay haraitav, and it happens right away, so then that tipas cholov is distributed throughout the pot. But if I am not sure which chaticha it hit, so then I have to really stir everything, no? Because I don't know which chaticha it hit. And stirring everything means you have to do a deeper dive. That's my expression. Like you can't just like flip one thing from the top in. So you mamish have to get into it, and you're stirring and stirring, right, mit aleful, right, a lot and a lot, a lot. So then, right, who says that's Shaya? The chiddush of the Sefer is that even in the case where it's low noda where it hit, it still suffices to do a ni'or immediately. That's the way the Mahari bin Khabib says it, or that's the pshat in Mahari bin Khabib. So Mahari bin Khabib again is saying that even the Rambam, who says Noyer as HaKedera, and the Tor understood the Rambam that you're Noyer as HaKedera later on, and the Ramah understood the Rambam that you're Noyer as HaKedera later on. That's why the Ramah says, no, you have to be Noyer as HaKedera right away. But Mahari bin Khabib says, no, they're all misunderstanding the Rambam. And really, the Rambam means that you're Minna'er Miyad. Why do you have to say you're Minna'er Miyad in the Seifa? You already know this din from the Reisha. You already know this din from the case where the Tipas Cholof lands on a piece of meat and I know which piece of meat it hits. The Chiddush is that in the Seifa, I can do a Ni'er, a deeper Ni'er. I can mamish, stir it deeper, and that still suffices. That is the pshat of the Mahari bin Khabib. Shach. 1621, 1662, super cool. The Shach writes that the Mechaber really means what he sounds like. Zoso Beres, that no heir is Hakadera means later on. No heir is Hakadera means that you stir the pot later on. And the Ramah is actually disagreeing with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that when the Tipas Olav hits the Tatichos, and you're not sure which Taticha it hit, so you stir the pot later on. The Ramah says when you're not sure which Taticha it hit, you have to stir the pot right away. B'men nechleku mechaber v'Ramah, one point. Point two is l'cha'ora, the Torah's kasha is a very strong kasha. Because if the tipas cholov fell on a piece of meat, and I don't know which piece of meat it fell on, so then I should invoke my friend Hanan. And my friend Hanan tells me that there's some piece of meat that's treif over here. And if there's some piece of meat that's treif over here, so then like we pointed out 6 minutes ago, even though Mr. Pellet Schwartz felt I was wrong, but Mr. Pellet Schwartz is wrong, right? So when I stir the pot later on, I could be creating a bigger problem, right? That's the Torah's kasha. So what's the pshat in the Mechaber? How come the Mechaber is saying that you stir the pot later on? We should have a din of Hanan. So Zok the Shach, a tremendous yesod. Shach writes, Lo Shaya Hanan, because it's a suffix, which piece of meat it hit. Hanan is only where you know where it hit. If you don't know where it hit, Hanan is not Shaykh. That's Yesod 1 of the Shach. Why Hanan is not Shaykh is not abundantly clear. But the Shach probably holds. And he says it in the following, he says it as I. The din in kuf yud aleph se'if zayin is if I have a piece of tarfet that lands in one bushel. I have two barrels. In one barrel, there's going to be shishim kenegdai. In another barrel, there's no shishim kenegdai. So what I do is I say that the piece of meat, the piece of tarfus, mistoma landed in the barrel that has shishim kenegdai. Even if both barrels, or if neither barrel has shishim kenegdai, if you're going to be mitzari the two barrels later on, if it belongs to one person, and that one person is going to mix it together later on, so the kahaygavna, I assume, that the guy's going to mix them together later on. And therefore, since it's also with this arev, so it's going to end up being bottle. Right? The Kuf Yurav Siv Zayin says, if your shtei kederis shel heter, and an iser falls into one of them, and you don't know which one that falls in them, and in both kederis, you don't have sufficient heter to be mevatalet, but together you could be mevatalet. If it belongs to Adam Echad, we're going to say that since it's also with his Arev, it's going to end up being bottle. So says the Shach over here, in this case, since I can be mitzarev the entire kedera, and if I'm mitzarev the entire kedera, so it's dome. Here, let me read the lashon of the Shach. The dummy, in this case, I'm menair the kedera, And it's Dome Lamashikasiv Arashba in the Tour, the end of Kufirach, and you have Shte Kedaris and Nafal Israel Tech Echon Mehen, the Eno Yedeala Aiz and Nafal, the Ain Be Echon Mehem Lavatlo, the Yesh Bishtain Lavatlo, Shne Mitzafan Lavatlo, Shekola Osimus Arav, Ron also Kiilhu Kvar Mu'urav, the Hainami, the Kaval Sehi, the King Kosov Israel Heter. That since you know where it hit, excuse me, so we don't say Chanan. And therefore, everything is mitzuraf to be mevatel this piece of meat. Right? Meaning, what the Shach is saying is that, first of all, Chanan is only when you know where it hit. If you don't know where it hit, it blibes a suffix. And once it blibes a suffix, so then I can invoke Kufyur Aleph Se'if Zayin, that by a suffix, everything is asid lahis arev by a suffix, and it's asid lahis arev, so therefore it's all going to be mutter. That's what the Shach writes. Atid lahit arev. It will be mixed together. If I know where it fell, they say chana. Right? If I don't know where it fell, so then itaka is a suffix. It's a suffix on the Chanan, and the Pashtus, it's a suffix on the Da'iraisa, because one piece here is Basar B'cholov, the other piece is not Basar B'cholov. Basar B'cholov is Da'iraisa. I have one piece that's a Da'iraisa. Afilu Hachi, I can invoke Kufirav Se'if Zayin and say that it remains. It's a suffix that's asid l'his arev, and I don't say chanan, and everything is going to be grand. That's the way the Shach learns the. That's the way the Shach learns the machlekes mechaber. Well, according to the mechaber, I do noyars akedera later on. According to Ramai, have to be mena'er miyad. According to the Shach, I do no. According to the Shach, bidas hamachaber, I'm no heir later on, because by that I am invoking simin kuf yud aleph seif zayin, and therefore everything is going to be mitzdarei flavatlo. Jesse,
is that what we hold? Also, I mean, I assume that's in the Shach, but absolutely the case with the truma. Also, so do we say that because it's asad lezayin, it's batel now, or it's
batel now?
So then why do you have to mix it?
So I have to mix it because also, oh, in that case, I know it will be misarev. If I don't mix it, I don't know it's going to be misarev. I, by mixing it later on, that means I know it's going to be misarev.
Can you eat it now, given that you're in this later?
It's an interesting question.
That's what you have to say in that
Truma. In the Truma case, I can't eat it before it's misarev because at this moment, when you're saying that if it's asid lahis arev, so then taka it should be mutter even now.
No, but isn't the whole shot that since you're going to mix it in, therefore that's why it's
bought up.
Is saying is that in Kufirav Sif Zayin, because it's asid lahis arev, mistum it's bottle now. Right? So mistum if it's bottle now, so here also you should, it's almost like you have the yecholas to do no eris hakadeira, and that would suffice. Like in Kufirav Sif Zayin, so that's what I'm not sure about. In Kufirav Sif Zayin, it sounds like it will be misarik. I know it's going to happen. Is it mutter then? We have to look at the dinim. I'm not sure. But you're raising a good point. I don't know the answer. Daniel?
Did I hear something basically like a prayer kind of thing? Is that what you're saying? You're saying if you stir the pot later,
then
you're showing the pot that it was.
Then
there.
I show that's all in the same pot.
We
pask in the Gish Brera,
that's
how we pot. We pask, do we, see, Brera means a contingent act that's retroactively defined.
Yes.
I don't think that one time I was editing a Kol Tzvi for the yeshiva, so we needed to translate the word Gish Brera. So you ask Rabbi Bleich, because he's good at giving translations. So he hit this home run. It's a contingent act, retroactively defined. I don't think this counts. I don't understand the words, but I don't think it counts.
So then why would you give an answer?
In other words, since it will be Misarif later on, so it's Ki'ilu, it fell into a full Shishim, and it's Ki'ilu, it's Bottle.
So you don't discern.
Huh?
See, so that means that's the question. So you should not disturb it, right?
But that's what Jesse was asking.
Yeah.
Again, I have to look into that halacha. That's what the Shach says.
It's not a very good
translation. Huh? Rabbi Blake rocks. Rabbi Blake rocks. Now, if the Mechaber holds a Ne'er later on, and we just explained the Mechaber Mamish so beautifully, you don't say Hanan, and we invoke Kufirav of Zion. So why does the Ramah disagree? And why does the Ramah say you have to be Ne'er right away? The Chaura, right? The fact I can be Ne'er later on, or I will be Ne'er later on, that makes it a Kufirav of Zion, that everything is Nisarev. Once everything is Nisarev, so then, right? Why do you have to be Mina'er immediately? What's the pshat in the Ramah? So the Shach writes at the end of Os Ches that the issue over here is that potentially one piece of meat is going to taste like basar b'cholov. And the theoretical basar b'cholov, or the piece of meat that I can't identify where it is, that piece of meat which is going to be basar b'cholov, I'm nervous about that piece because one of two things. Either a goy is going to taste it based on ti'imas kfeila, and the goy is going to say, oh my gosh, there was a piece of basar b'cholov here, that means there was chanan, that means everything became basar, even though it's not true, because when it fell, it was a suffix, and there really is no chanan, but there might be some zilusa. That's one way of saying it. If a yid ends up tasting it, for sure there's going to be some zilusa. The yid could end up eating something that tastes like basar b'cholov, and that would be super bad. So therefore, you have to be ne'er right away, says the Ramah, in order to make sure that it diffuses immediately. Or to say it a little differently, the way the Shach writes is that the Torah says you have to be ne'er right away, because even though I don't know which piece of meat the tipas cholav hit, it could have hit A, B, C, D through Q, but theoretically I can be mevarer which piece of meat it hit, by asking a goy to taste every single piece of meat. Okay, and if I could, now obviously if you get to Q, right, so you don't gain much, but let's say he hits it at D. Let's say at point D, he hits the basar b'cholov, so then you resolve the whole suffix. Since it's efshel mevarer, so therefore you have to be mevarer. That's the way the Shach says the pshat in the Ramah. Fundamentally, both the Marmah, both the Mechaber and the Ramah holds that being Mina'er later on suffices, because Rashba, Kuf Yirav Sev Zayin, the only thing is that the Shach says the Pshat in the Ramah is I should be Mina'er immediately. Ramah Dehayin with the Torah, I should be Mina'er immediately to avoid the Zilusa of having basar b'cholov in someone's palate. That's the way the Shach learns. Jesse, you're like asking so many kashas today. You're like, it's been like 2 months since you asked this many kashas. Yeah.
Excuse me, sure, one more poll.
Yeah.
Please.
Am I supposed to smile, or that like undermines me?
I want to do it so
extra point.
Retroactively.
Contingently.
If so, the Ramah's chumrah of being here immediately is because of the potential zilusa of not actually eating basar b'cholov but having a tasting around it doesn't really exist.
Correct. Probably. Correct. It's not going to really be a chanan,
or
but or well, it might be this piece of meat retroactively was Basar B'Chalav, but it's not going to be, and it was Batal before, it would have been Batal if I don't taste it, but because of the Zilusa that you might end up tasting Basar B'Chalav, therefore we are mechayiv you to taste every piece, and if you don't want to taste every piece, you have to make sure there will be no taste, and therefore you have to be Mena'er right away. But La Halacha, relying on the Rashman, Kuf Yirav Sev Zayin would mean ni or later on suffices. Good. Now there is another way of skinning this cat. Another way of saying what the pshat in, or two other ways of saying what the pshat in the Mechaber versus the Rambam is. Remember, Mechaber holds as understood by the Beis Yosef that you're noyer later on. The Rambam says like the Torah, you have to be noyer right away. Look in the Gra, Os Yud Beis and Yud Zayin. Os Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. The Gra says that the source of this Rashba, that you're not sure if you have two barrels and there's no shishim kenegdai, since it's going to be misarif later on, it's going to be mutter. The source of that Rashba is a case in the end of the fourth parak of Trumas. You have shtei kupos. You have two barrels of truma. So then I say this idea that I could be ma'arif them. However, it could be that that case is talking about dinim d'rabbanan, right? It's going to be, right? It's not going to be truma min ha-tayra. And it's only a din d'rabbanan. It's only a din d'rabbanan. Because, let's say, it's not truma min ha-tayra of dagon tirosh and yitzar, or it's only a din d'rabbanan because it's talking about min b'minoi, and min b'mino is going to be batel chad b'trei anyway. So, who says you can invoke kuf yud alef se'ev zayin? Because kuf yud alef se'ev zayin is talking about a din d'rabbanan, since the makar hadavar of kuf yud alef se'ev zayin is about truma, and it's a case of truma mid d'rabbanan. But who says it's shayach to invoke it on a d'oraisa level? Right, that's what the Gemara writes in those Yud Gimel as a pshat in the Ramah. The yesh cholkin that you have to be minai right away. Just realize the lo amr mastis and the trumas are min b'minai, but by min b'she'eno mino, it's not going to be true. Why? So potentially because it's efshal mekam ala demilsa. That's the way the Gemara says it. The prima godim in Sif Seidas Oschess, right? It's lo dami lo kuf yud aleph. Over there, it's an iser d'rabbanan. Masha in kein kan, it's an iser d'raisa. Right? So there are two reasons why it's not doma. Maybe kuf yud aleph Sif Zayin, the mokar hadavar, is from the case of min b'minai. And additionally, it could be that, what's it called? It could be that our case is Basar B'Chalav, it's D'oraisa. Kuf Yud Alef Sif Zayin is talking about Dinim D'Rabbanan. Who says you can assume that since you'll mix it together, it's Matir, maybe that's only true in Dinim D'Rabbanan. Right? And our case is D'oraisa. So let's go slowly. Right? The Gra is basically arguing, and the Prima Godim asks this as a kasha on the Shach B'das HaMechaber. Right? He's saying, one second, Kuf Yirav Sev Zayin is only about Dinim D'Rabbanan. How can you apply it to Dinim D'Oraisa? Well, apparently, the Mechaber says you can. The Mechaber holds a Mechalik, being D'Oraisa with D'Rabbanans on this. And that's what the Gra writes in Ois Yud Beis, / Yud Gimel. The Machlokas Mechaber Ramah is where the Kuf Yud Alef Sif Zayin can apply to D'oraisas. I have a third Mahalach, but Mr. Pellenschwartz has a question, so I'll say my third Mahalach after your question.
Can you
just
clarify, but
there are
different answers to this question.
On the Gra and... So the Prima Gedim says it as a Kasha on the Shach B'das HaMechaber. The Gra is saying it like as a teretz, Right? The Gemara is saying, no, the Mechaber holds ein lechalek between Dereisa and Derabon. It could be, however, that, and Bechavis does, in Osvov has this, it could be that this really connects to something that we learned a couple of days ago, and we learned way back when in Simon Pezai. Hocha, heavy bishol below relative, the heavy kitzli, the imkain lo heavy rakter rabbanan k'moshe kasav le'el. Meaning, everyone holds a kufyur aleph se'if zayin is true only by drabbanans, not by doiraisis. The case is truma min b'mina. However, is our case doiraisis, our case drabbanan? You have a tipas cholov that falls in the chaticha. You're not cooking it in liquid, right? You're not cooking the basar and the cholov together, right? It's ki'ilu tzli. Is tzli do'iraisa, is tzli do'rabonim. So the mechaber, again, now I'm giving my own editorial based on the chavis das, but the mechaber is going to say that tzli is only basar b'cholov mid'rabonim. If tzli is basar b'cholov mid'rabonim, I can invoke kufir al sef zayin. But the Ramah is going to say, no, 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 you have to be Menahir Sakadera Miyad. Because what's it called? You have to be Menahir Sakadera Miyad. Because Tzli is Do'iraisa. If Tzli is Do'iraisa, you have to make sure that Tipas Cholov diffuses to everything. And to make sure that Tipas Cholov diffuses to everything, you have to be Menahir immediately. Okay? So what we have so far, just to review, Mari bin Habib says there's really no machlokas mechaber Rambo, or no machlokas Rambam and Tur, right? Even the mechaber holds you nayar immediately. The Shach understands, like the Pashtus and the Beis Yosef, that there is a machlokas mechaber and Rambo. What's the machlokas mechaber Rambo? How come the mechaber says I could be nayar later on, and the Ramah says it have to be Noyer Miyad. So it could be Stamazoi, it's a concern that you might end up tasting Basar B'cholov, it's Efshal Avarer, etc. That's the way the Shach learns. Alternatively, you could say that the Shaila is whether Kufir Al Sif Zayin is true both by Dairaises and by Drabanans. That's why the Gra says it. Alternatively, the machlokas might be, is Tzli by Basar B'cholov, Doiraisa D'Rabbanan. That's the way I want to suggest based on the Chavis Das Osvov. We're good, gentlemen? Let's go weiter. Frech the Shach HaKasha. I know, Jesse is like, Schwartz, why are you going weiter? Like, come on, we're done. What? It would have been a great moment to stop, but you know what? Sometimes you got to push on. Right? The Rabbanu Shalom gives us the staple rates in one of his letters that the greatest chus you have in Talmud Torah, greatest success you have in Talmud Torah, is when you learn at times that no one else is learning. When you learn at times that you're not mechayev. That's why I think our yeshiva is the best yeshiva in the world, because we go on after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The rest of the world stops. We have more hatzlach on learning than other yeshivas because we keep on going. So by going past 1240, right, we're going to have more hatzlach on learning, Jesse. That's the pshat.
That's why I also have shiur on Tuesdays.
That's why we have shiur. We always have shiur on Tuesday. Right? The fact that you don't like read your messages is not something I'm responsible for. We always have shiur on Tuesday. Sometimes it's about inyan erachayim. Sometimes it's about inyan yeridaya. Right, but we always have shiur on Tuesdays. Thank you for your input. Now, the Shach asks Akasha, how is it that your noyer is hakadera? Shouldn't it be mevatlin Israel chatzvila? We learned in Zimin Tzadi Tess, ain mevatlin Israel chatzvila, right? The Shacha end of Sivkat and Ches is bothered by this kasha. Shouldn't it be that it's usher to stir it because that would be bitul Israel chatzvila? So the Shach writes, Kevon delo noda le'eze nofal, havei nifnas kol ha'kederet b'safik, ve'ein ka mishum mevatlin Israel. The Shach writes, that it's a suffix iser, and ein mevatlin iser l'chatzchila is only on the vaday iser, not on the suffix iser. What's the pshat in the Shach? So the chayra, the pshat in the shachas hazai, the shachol ze'ein mevatman israel chatchila, like Rov HaRishonim, like the shach said in the Sadi test, I think Os Yot, that Rov HaRishonim hold ein mevatman israel chatchila zedin derabbanan. Therefore, I can stir the pot. I am being mevatman iser. What am I doing wrong? I'm doing the suffik iser. I'm not sure which piece is the treif piece. And it's a suffik iser derabbanan. Suffik derabbanan lahakel. However, So we spoke about it. A machlokes between the Ran and Tosfos in the last Ran in Psachim and the Tosfos in Menachas Samachay about can you enter a suffik drabbanon lahakel lechatzchila? No, I'll give you another case of this. The Bar Mitzvah prepares the wrong parasha. No, the pashtus, it's Shaila midrabona, no? Kriya satayra, can the kunt be moitzi d'oraisa, right, etc. Right, it's a suffix because maybe he's already a gadol. Maybe he already has shnei sairis. Can you enter a suffix drabonon
l'chatzchila? What exactly is the suffix drabonon?
I don't know if the kid's a gadol or not. And I don't know, right, whether you could...
So it's not really very easily because we pass because the Gemara Makkah says that Gumos also counts as Shtei Cyrus.
Right? In other words, it's not really Eshel Varer. It's Eshel Varer B'Torach Gadol. You have to check that there's no pores. It's also a Shaila if you have Shtei Cyrus. Do you need Shonim and Simonim or not? Right? So you're going to say it's Svexveika. Right? But the point is, no, right? If you prepare the wrong parasha, right? L'chora, the shaila is, do you let the kid lane that is entering a suffik drabbanon lahakel intentionally? Right? We spoke about how Rav Gustman has a shir about this at the end of Maseches Kedushin. Right? So that could be the issue, right? That the mechaber holds your noyeras hakedera, and the mechaber is saying it's not a din of ein mevatman nisra chatzchila. Because it's a din drabbanon, im mevatman iser, and since I'm not sure which piece it hits, suffik drabbanon lahakel. But maybe the Ramah says I have to be near right away, because then, right, I know for sure it got distributed, and then I'm not entering a suffik drabbanon lahakel. And it's also a suffik drabbanon lahakel. Maybe that's the pshat. Fourth pshat, yeah.
Why is it a suffik? Meaning
I don't know which piece of meat it hit.
I don't know which piece
of meat it hit. Whoa. Each stir that I do, is it derives or drop on?
Do I have to be short stirs? What if I do a long stir?
Still, there's a bunch of pieces of meat in the pot. Right? Now, again, what you might be arguing is what I think is a machlokes Rashi, Tosfos, and Shabbos daf nun, whether there's a din of psik resha on an act that's done in the aggregate. Let me give you an example. I comb my hair. I'm going to inevitably pull out hairs when I comb my hair, especially the amount of hair I have. You're definitely going to pull out whatever. Maybe it's not so inevitable for me. It's more inevitable for others. But the point is, I'm going to be pulling out hairs. It's a psik resha. This is really a psik resha. Each mice is not a psik resha. In the aggregate, it is, right? So who can say it's a suffix, right? So I think I tried to answer your kasha. Oh. So that is the next nekuda. Last nekuda over here is the kasha of Hagon Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Kiva Eger writes, "Noi eres hakedera." Right, you're dealing with the fact that maybe mevatlan esol chatchila. That's a din de rabbanon. Gotcha, but it's not the rabbanon. It's the raisa. This is a bishul baser b'cholev. I'm stirring the pot. I know there's falav here. That means I'm being mevash or basar b'chalav. Mamish treif. Osir. Frikrib kiv'eger. Yesh l'ayin amashar lasos kain. Pa'im lo yinayir yishar hatiba ba'isal chatifa. Ba'yidei niyar ma'ayil hatiba chatifa saferis. Harei zem mevash or basar b'chalav. When I do the niyar, that should be osir. It's bishul basar b'chalav. Frikrib kiv'eger. Teretz is Ramosha Soloveitchik. And the case of Mishnah. No? Everything comes back. Moshe Salveitchik, if you remember, said that the Isser Bishul Basar B'Cholov is that you're not allowed to create a Chafza Basar B'Cholov. But if I'm going to do Bishul Basar B'Cholav in an oifen that I won't have Basar B'Cholav Achari Kechlos Hakol, so then it's not Bishul Basar B'Cholav. Over here, what am I doing? I'm stirring the pot. By stirring the pot, what's going to happen? Yeah, I'm making Mavashul Basar B'Cholav for that 1 second. But Achari Kechlos Hakol, there's not going to be any Basar B'Cholav. Right? If the nature of Bishul Basar B'Cholav is unlike the nature of Bishul B'Shabbos, Bishul Basar B'Cholav is not a din in the Maisa Bishul. Bishul Basar B'Cholav is a din that you're creating a Chefta Basar B'Cholav. So in our situation, where I am stirring the pot and I am not creating a Chefta of Basar B'Cholav, because our Yedei, the stirring, it's going to all be batel. Isn't this geschmack, gentlemen? I don't see enough smiles. Right? By stirring it, I'm not going to have a Chefta Basar B'Cholav. Mutar. That could be the teretz of Reb Kiva Eger's kasha. Yes, chosen, engage. Not chosen. I'm a shudder. Reb Salvechuk say machmir that you're not a chosen until you're standing under the chuppah. You're a meshudach. You're engaged. Yeah. The Rav felt that was a halachic statement. Yeah. In terms of the fact that Rashi writes in Vizos Habrocha, Kechosen Hayotze Lefnei Hakala, Hashem Yisinai Bo, Rashi writes that the Ribbono Shel Olam left to meet Klai Yisrael, the Chosen leaves the Kala. So the Rav was very opposed, and the Chosen would walk out from under the Chuppah to meet the Kala, because he says, you're not a Chosen.
Really?
Yes.
Right. That only really works for the sheep and the shepherds, I think. Would there be an affirmation to the shepherd of the Kaaba in terms of whether it's Balua or it's a...
So I want to talk about that next time. We learn Amir Tashem, the Tasif Katan Zayin over here, the Prima Godem. Look at Reb Chaim, Paraktesim Achalos Asiris Halachates, Ayin Shom Betim Tzanachas, and that will be what we discuss tomorrow. Have a great and beloved and blessed day.
Why don't you keep going? Sure, just keep going.